Pajado set off on a security check at 8:30, picking his way through the darkened theater with a flashlight. This tour generally took upwards of half an hour, given the size of the opera house, its many levels, and its labyrinthine layout. Pajado first walked upstairs, crossed the stage, and went into the south wing, where he looked through the rabbit warren of offices and meeting rooms. He found everything in order. He then walked back across the stage and checked the offices in the north wing. Still, nothing amiss. From there, he moved along the horseshoe corridor behind the second tier of boxes toward the rear of the auditorium and the Apollonian rooms. It was at this point, as he approached the middle of the horseshoe corridor, that he smelled smoke. Believing that the smell was coming from outside, he opened a window and saw a woman across the Calais shouting, "Help! The theater is on fire!" Now Pajado was alarmed. He knew that the photographer Bonannini was still in his office on the fourth floor, because Bonannini had asked him to come by his office while he was on his rounds and guide him downstairs through the dark with his flashlight. Pajado raced upstairs and found Bonannini in his office, still sorting photographs. Out of breath, Pajado shouted, "Beppe, Beppe, I smelled smoke down on the second tier. Come give me a hand, we've got to find out where it's coming from. Come on, hurry!" The two of them left Bonannini's office and started down the stairs. The second tier," Pajado shouted, leading the way. They opened the door to the horseshoe corridor on the second tier and immediately smelled smoke. Pajado turned on his flashlight and illuminated a thin haze. They proceeded farther along the corridor, passing the doors of the individual boxes toward the rear of the hall. They were just behind the royal box when, looking through the door into the Apollonian rooms, they saw heavy black smoke rolling down the stairs from the ridotto, smoke so acrid they were forced to cover their noses and mouths with their handkerchiefs. Reflections of flames flickered on the walls. They heard the crackling sound of a fire burning ferociously. Then suddenly there was a burst of flames. They turned and ran back down the corridor and up to Bonannini's office to call the fire department. Bonannini fumbled with the keys and could not find the right one. Meanwhile, Pajado saw a phone outside the messenger center, ran to it, picked it up, and made the call. The dispatcher told him they had already been informed about the fire and to run downstairs quickly and open the front door for the firemen. When the two men reached the ground floor, Bonannini left immediately. Pajado darted into his office to put on his overcoat and a beret-style cap. Then, thinking there might be somebody else left in the theater, he called out, "Fire! Fire! Is anybody there?" But there was no answer. Then he, too, ran out through the stage door and down the Calle to Campo San Fantin. At exactly 9:21, his flashlight still in hand, Pajado presented himself to the first policeman he saw and announced that he was the custodian of the Fenice. The policeman looked at him in amazement. For the past 20 minutes, he had been banging on the front door, shouting for someone to open it. "Where have you been all this time?"